Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to all the great radio stations along the line that we're heard on all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, you can definitely go with the special shout and support, as we do, our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, as well as the customs and border patrol folks, and of course our security agents that are out there, security workers, us and the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, a special shout out, as we put one out every single day, to our active duty military, to not to forget about the fact that we've got our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheelers, the guys and the girls out there going all over the place with their freight. Thank you for that. Let's not forget about our FedEx drivers or our UPS drivers either, getting the job done, moving all the parcels they move every day. And, of course, we've got our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon drivers, too. And you might also want to check out our bulk mail haulers. That would be John and James and Felix, all working hard tonight, getting the job done there, hauling the mail back and forth to the post offices. Now, the suicide jockeys that are out there, hauling the gas, hauling the diesel, hauling the jet fuel, we appreciate you too. You have a very vital role to play. And, of course, our Facebook page is the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. That's how you find us, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. And, of course, the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. One more time, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, up there, I was going to say frozen plateau, but it's not frozen. It's red hot. It was 90 yesterday. It would be Denise Simon from Tarpon Springs. And good morning there, kiddo.
Yeah, good morning. Good
yeah. Morning. It was warm yesterday. Warm yesterday. Going to be warm again today, I think. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance,
To the flag
of the United States of America. And to the Republic, for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty,
and
justice
for all.
And, ladies and gentlemen, we outline, emphasize, and put flags up around those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let's see. I guess the big news of the weekend is Tucker Carlson. He is saying, or somebody in his camp.
Yeah, it's not him.
Okay, that they're going to go nuclear against Fox News to get him out of his contract.
You know, since he left, everybody thinks that they have some kind of a scientifically educated guess on what he's going to do. and it's all just kind of clickbait. However, I will say that it is, in fact, looks like good reporting that he has had a discussion with Elon Musk, and there is chatter that they may, in fact, start another media company.
Yep.
That would necessarily compete with Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will say that with the work that Tucker had done on Fox Nation with, the, you know, events that happen and how they investigate whether we knew about it or not, appears to be where he would necessarily be going. And I would say that would be a great thing. It's not really a news thing. It's more of an investigative channel if it happens.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause remember when Glenn Beck did that years ago on Fox, you know, 5 o'clock, pretty much everybody stopped what they were doing and went over and watched Beck for an hour. Because they did some amazing work. And I think we desperately need some of that again now in a big way. And both Beck and Tucker were kind of touching on that. But I think it almost needs to be a full-time situation here. So if there's any truth to anything, it looks like that would be the pathway. But good God, you can get on social media and see everybody thinks that they know something about what Tucker's doing next, and I would say not so much.
In my case, I only know what we're being told, and sometimes I have to look at source, but I'll put it up. And I've heard so much about Breitbart and Newsmax, and I just don't know.
As soon as I see somebody, you know, saying something about Tucker, I just scroll right past it. You know, I'm just real over it. It's like clickbait.
Yep. Well, great time to make money with that for sure when it comes to him. Now, the other thing is we had an ABC poll that came out that showed Joe Biden losing by some 6 points, and we'll have to talk about that on the other side of the break, because it also applies to, guess who? Ron DeSantis. And he's not even in the race. Although, we're hearing this is the week. And I don't know how that's going to work out, but I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
And I'd like to remind you that this portion of the program, my conversation with Janice Simon, is brought to you by the great people at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico happens to be a automobile coverage carrier, and they will insure just about everything that you've got. Now, maybe you got a car, maybe you got a truck, maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, maybe you got a boat, maybe you got an RV. You can bundle them together and get a lower premium, but where you'll really save the money, again, is by bundling, but this time you're going to bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance policy, and you'll see the difference in your auto insurance as to how that'll come down because you put the master policy up against it. So there you go. Now, that's Geico, GEICO.com. Geico, GEICO.com. Go over there, check them out, see what they can do for you and save you some money. All right, back to Janice Simon. From FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com. Don't forget to go over there and check her website out and all the great articles that she writes, and you write plenty of them.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yep, that too. Now, I want to mention that we had a very, and I didn't watch the whole coronation thing. What I did watch was the news, and they had a little clip, I don't know, it might have been 30 seconds, of Prince William. And he paid homage to his grandmother, the Queen, and the dad's relevance to taking power. And it was very touching the way he did it. I mean, I got to give the young man kudos for what he did.
Okay. I didn't watch a minute of any of it, so.
It was that one particular piece. If you get to see it, it'll make you think that these people actually are human with the way he said what he did. But that is what it is. And I was waiting for somebody to bring up maybe Diana or something like that, but I never heard a word, but that's okay. Because, I did not watch it. I've only seen what I've seen on the Internet. Now, it appears that Joe Biden is once again in trouble with the black voters, that they are falling away from him just like they did a few years ago.
That seems to be what the polls are suggesting. And, you know, this guy announced his reelection bid. And I got to tell you, this is about the sorriest launch of a reelection bid I've ever seen. And I think he's got a few people, key people in this White House that have resigned. It almost tells me that they know what's coming with the investigation that James Comer and the House side and Grassley and Senator Ron Johnson are doing on the Senate side, that it's not going to bode well for the entire Biden family. So it almost tells me that they know something that's coming. The donors, I don't think, are necessarily there. That's why I think that this reelection launch has been so thin and absent, I would say, because, you know, the donor money's not there and because of this investigation. So I think this man's in trouble, and when you've got George Stephanopoulos over there at, where is he, at ABC?
Right.
He's even saying that the numbers for Biden are devastating. So it goes far beyond the conservative base.
Yeah.
Even those like CNN and ABC are sounding the
worst. Well, they have a poll. ABC put a poll out over the weekend that has both Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis ahead of Joe Biden, one by seven, one by six.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, that's all flipped itself around here again. And they also have another poll, which again, DeSantis has not named. He's a candidate. And it's got him closing in on Trump by some 6 points. He's 6 points behind where he was like 30 or 40 a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I still don't believe he's running. Do you?
I kind of vacillate. I go back and forth. But I think, quite honestly, and I've said this for a while, I don't want him to run. I think the mess that Biden's going to leave behind is so vast, it is so horrible,
yeah,
that somebody else really needs to take the reins on this one. I don't think that, you know, DeSantis would necessarily want to pin his legacy on becoming president.
No.
And trying to fix things like law and order and immigration and global conflicts and relationships and social justice and the green climate thing and all this. God.
Well, I will give Trump credit for the fact that he did this once before. He came in under almost the same circumstances. Almost.
I don't think he came in under nearly the kind of circumstances that Biden has created.
Well, that's why I said almost. Biden has doubled or tripled down on whatever the situation was before. But I think it would take someone like Trump to get in there and just bash the hell out of the door and push everybody out of the way and get rid of the rift and raft that's in there that they can't seem to get rid of, the permanent, long-term people that work against that worked against Trump.
Well, it's nasty. I don't know who is advising Trump or who's in his camp, but I would say that The list is getting longer and longer and longer of the things that need to be fixed in Washington, D.C. And rightly so, regulations, I think, are going to have to be at the very top end of this list. Immigration, we're back to that in a big way. What is happening down here at this border? They estimate 500,000 people a month now.
Yeah.
Coming in after this week. And we're already being rushed at the border. It's already there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. And I was thinking about visa overstays yesterday. We don't even know what that number is.
No. Because we turn them loose and we don't know what we got.
Well, that's not what a visa overstay is.
No, but we can't locate the people that are supposed to be coming and reporting and all that sort of stuff. They just disappear.
Well, we're not looking for them. They don't have to disappear.
All right.
But I think H.R. 2, which is called the Secure the Border Act of 2023, I think that's going to be voted on this week. And it'll pass the House. And you may even get a Democrat or two. Now, I don't know what's going to happen on the Senate side, but, yeah, H.R. 2, so look for that one. And then Wednesday, I think Comer is going to come out with an update in the evidence that he has so far
right.
on the Biden family.
Right, and that is supposed to be damning.
Well, I was not all about damning. I hope so. But I think he's got, in some cases, he's going to have to hold back because some of it would necessarily be conjecture, but we will necessarily see.
Well, I think her name is Nancy Mace, the congresswoman from South Carolina.
Yeah.
She blasted away last night about what was going to take place.
Okay.
She said, we're going to come out and we're going to spill. Basically, she said they were going to come out and spill the beans on what was going to happen
okay.
with what they had against Hunter as well as Daddy. We'll see.
Yeah, we will.
I'm not holding my breath for you.
Well, the other problem is the National Archives. They seem to, not only do we have the Department of Justice protecting Biden and Hunter, but now you got the National Archives that are doing the same thing. So.
Yep. I am not surprised. All right, here we go. Got to talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel.
Take care.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody. Founderscode.com. Go over there, check out all the great things that she has to write about, and then you'll know what she knows when she knows it. I hope that made sense. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. Authorities in Texas are identifying the dead gunman in Saturday's mass shooting as a 33-year-old Hispanic man. According to two senior law enforcement officers, the shooter was armed with a rifle and a handgun and was wearing a tactical vest. Eight people were killed and seven others wounded in a suburban Dallas shopping mall. President Biden's approval rating has hit a career low at 36%. That's according to the latest ABC News Washington Post poll, which reflects a 6 percentage point drop from February. It also shows that roughly a third of Americans think the 80-year-old has the physical health to serve effectively. Former President Trump won't testify at his New York civil rape trial. Writer E. Jean Carroll is suing Trump, claiming he raped her in a Manhattan store dressing room in the 1990s. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for the military, pardon me, and veterans news here on the Monday edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with their two campuses. We'll tell you where they're at after they get a chance to tell you about themselves right here, right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now let's start with the campuses. First of all, National Aviation Academy has a campus in Clearwater, Florida. They have another one in Concord, Mass. Now, if you don't know where Concord is, it's just outside the big city of Boston. In either case, if you have no training at all but mechanical ability, it is a 14-month course where they will teach you how to become an aviation maintenance technician, a very high-paying, in-demand job. Now, that being said, their website to look at to see what they're all about is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time, NCAA.edu. Go to that website, check it out, and then give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. One more time on the number, 800-659-2080. Call them and ask them to take the tour. Now, you can take the tour of one of the campuses or both. If I were you and it was my future, I'd be looking at both campuses. I'd be looking at both. And then take your pick out of the one that you think best suits you. Now, over the weekend, the Ukrainians, and it wasn't the Ukrainians that did this, I guarantee you that, but a Patriot missile battery took down an incoming hypersonic missile in the air, in the sky. I do not believe the Ukrainians have the capability yet, or the understanding, or the know-how to know how to do that sort of thing. But I do believe the United States were probably manning and training at the same time the Ukrainians, and that's how we knocked that missile down. After all, it was an American Patriot battery that did it, and it was a hypersonic missile. Think of the damage that thing would have done had it hit the ground. Wow. So kudos to the boys and girls for getting that job done. Now, we know that there are supposedly 1,500 active duty troops, maybe as many as 1,800, all headed to the border, being deployed once again to the U.S. border to assist the Homeland Security Department personnel in advance of an expected new wave at major migrant crossings later in the month. Well, some of us already started. Make no mistake. And they can put 150,000 or 200,000 troops on the border down there, but it's not going to stop anything, because they're not going to be in an enforcement position to stop anything. Wow. I don't know where they come up with this stuff, but they do. And the USF Gerald R. Ford has left Norfolk for its first full-length deployment. Now, that means we could be hearing about the Gerald R. Ford somewhere over in the Pacific, or even the Atlantic and the Mediterranean, perhaps, on station. One or the other. Watch and see. Southeast Asia or in the Mediterranean. Now, the U.S. is getting ready to repair a classic aircraft. Some of you may remember who Gary Powers was. He flew the infamous U-2 spy plane. Well, they're still up there. They're still doing their work, but they won't be for long, because the Air Force plans to retire them no later than 2026. And they have approved the retirement plan to do just that. Now, the Marines would like 31 amphibious ships for their Marine Expeditionary Forces, which would mean increasing the expeditionary forces as well. The Pentagon disagrees. Now, we're wondering where we go from here, because hundreds of Americans were trapped in war-torn Sudan last month. They needed a way out of the country, But the U.S. Marines who go into the service to do such rescues, if you will, could not help them. Now, that's amazing, isn't it? We kept telling you, the colonel, myself, Kyle, Frank, who'll be on in a couple minutes here, we kept telling you what was going on with this, that there was no way we could get some of these people out. And it's true. Now, bend over and open wide, right? The 37th package of Pentagon stocks to go to the Ukraine since the war began in February of 2022. Here comes another $300 million in military aid. You heard me right. You heard me right. I've lost track of how much they've gotten in terms of money. And we've lost track, too, of where some of this is going, because we have no clue. But we need to. When you start dishing that kind of stuff around, you need to find out that you're going where it's supposed to. Now, there is a Russian oil depot that is raging on fire. It's a massive blaze that broke out at the Russian oil depot. Local officials there said that while the Kremlin's forces were inside the Crimea, he said that they denied that Crimea snuck in and set their refinery on fire. Well, you don't have to be there to do it, but I think they did it. I think they did it. Just my opinion. But then, we don't know for sure, so it boils down to, did we or did we not attack or try to blow up their refinery there inside the province where most of the Russian troops are staying? Probably. I know I would if I got the chance. All right. I do hear music. That means you're coming around the corner. Will be none other than Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. So don't go anywhere. We are coming back with the Money Man and Money Talk on a Monday here to Captain's America. Third Watch. And I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff in Sarasota. He was with us yesterday when we had a little impromptu get-together at the gun show in Largo, Two Guys Gun Show. They had a very good show there, and we're happy to report that business is brisk. It should be. I mean, after all, you know, people are buying, they're buying guns, they're buying ammo, they're buying knives, they're buying whatever they can get their hands on. But this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, if you are in need of a very good quality vehicle, this is the place to go. Not only do they have brand new Acuras, they also have the off-lease Acuras and a lot of the specialty rental whatnot vehicles that are in there, as well as some of the really good-shaped cars that are there. So, here's what you do. You look up Moss Acura online. You go to Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. You see where they're located. You get the phone number for the sales department. You call them up. Make an appointment. If you got a trade-in, you bring it with you. You show them what you got. Very simple. Very easy. You're in the door. You're out the door.
in about 30 minutes or thereabouts. Now, I will tell you that Moss has the You Serve, You Save program. What that means is if you served active duty in the military, or if you are a veteran, if you are a currently first responder, EMS, firefighter, or police officer, if you are a security officer, then you all get a discount on the vehicle that you're looking at, every one of you. Now, when it comes to the moms, and it comes to the different groups, you can get a discount as well at Moss Nissan on Moss Acura. This is M-A-U-S, MossAcura.com. All you got to do is go to their website, tell them who you are, what your group is, and watch and see what happens. All right, to the phone line we go. To Chris Markowski we go. The Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. What is going to take place this week, do you think, if you're flying a wall there in the stock exchange? What is going to take this place this week with this back and forth, back and forth, back and forth? Is it going to even off again?
I think we're going to be a lot more back and forth, quite frankly, for a while. And that's okay. I mean, people trying to make heads or tails of, which direction the economy is going to head. We're still working through some issues. Take a look at the jobs numbers on Friday. Obviously the administration coming out touting those numbers, but they failed to see the revisions to the downsides in prior months. So it wasn't nearly as big of a number as everyone thought it was. What might the Fed do? The Fed is limited. And of course, there's the banking issue that's on everybody's mind. So the myriad of things that are out there. And again, I think you're going to get that tug of war is going to continue to roll on.
Yeah. And we certainly know what that's all about, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Goodness sake. All right. When you sit back and you just take a look from afar, what's going on around the countryside, you can always watch the black voters and see whether or not they're enthusiastic about this election. I don't see anybody jumping up and down, yahooing and whatever. Do you?
I think it's a little early. I think people are kind of wait and see. I want to say, I think a lot of these way too early polls that are coming out because the media needs to talk about something. We're going to have to wait and see till what's going to go on, whether or not, either Democrats, offer up another candidate, somebody, decides to jump in. RFK he's getting some airtime and he's getting on some programs and people are interviewing him. Who knows what's going to happen there. There was some interesting polls in regards to Joe Biden and his mental acumen that came out. I think it was an ABC poll today where people were just very concerned about his cognitive abilities at this point. So, again, like I said, it's early and we don't know what's going to happen.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned Robert F. Kennedy Jr. because he has announced his opposition to open borders and illegal immigration, which is exactly the opposite of what the Democrats want.
Well, not all the Democrats, but I mean, again, it's a mess. It's not working, there needs to be some sort of compromise between the Republicans and Democrats to deal with this issue. I don't have any problem with legal immigration, and we need to have it here in this country. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But this absolute chaos that continues to take place, it's absurd. I mean, I was reading that, even the people that they let, they let everybody go, they let go. You're not getting a bench warrant for 10 years. I mean, that's where we're at right now. That's the backlog right now. You may get a court date in 10 years. that this is, again, this is pure chaos and anarchy. This is no semblance of order.
Yeah, and when you talk about chaos, you don't have to look very far. You can look at any you can look at any gathering of people, and within a few minutes, you'll have somebody starting up some sort of argument.
Well, I mean, it's okay to debate the issues, and I get that. I think there's been some good plans. I like that Maria Salazar's plan from down there, representative down there in Miami. In regards to like a 15-year path to citizenship, you know, you got a 10-year dignity program, then 5-year redemption program, have to learn the language, have to make $10,000 in restitution, cannot get any government handouts or giveaways. So there's you know, some good compromise in some of the things, and I think that's where we need to go, because you take a look at the videos and what's taking place in El Paso, Texas, it's a disaster.
Now, I think we can all assume that Donald Trump got screwed in 2020, right?
With what?
His election, re-election.
What do you mean he got screwed?
Well, I believe that there were some people that did some things that maybe shouldn't have been doing, probably was illegal. They've done it in such a way that we haven't been able to catch them, but second time around might be the charm.
Well, I don't necessarily believe in that and go in that route. I mean, are there always some election improprieties? Yes. I think enough people kind of looked into this, and even Republicans have looked into this, to see that, you know, it wasn't enough. I think that the Democrats know how to run elections. They understand the mail-in ballots. I mean, that's, you know, and how that works. And, you know, Republicans do not. And that's, you know, the terrain right now. You know, the rules are the rules, and you know, they you know, go out there and they gather votes, and they do things in a way based upon the rules, even though we don't like the rules. You know, the Republicans are going to have to be more adept, you know, to how to go about doing that. And I understand the whole, you know, going out there and, you know, trying to grab as many votes as you possibly can, and I'm not a fan of mail-in voting either, but you know, that's what we're dealing with.
Now, of course, we'll have plenty to look at, I guarantee you, come election time, because we're all going to be watching to see. And these numbers, again, I hate to look at polls right now, and some of the polls are showing people's numbers that aren't even running in the campaign. But still, it makes you wonder. And Biden just doesn't have the enthusiasm again, and doesn't seem to have the support of his own party.
Well, you know, you take a look at the polls as they exist right now. You got, you know, the two leading candidates by whatever the polls are. And again, it's just way too early polls. You know, nobody is overwhelmingly liked by the majority of the population, Donald Trump or Joe Biden.
All righty. I will talk to you tomorrow, my friend. Have a great day. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. And it looks like we got Dee Dee excited. All right. I'll be back, folks. Don't go anywhere.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.